We'll see you in a second.
Bye, guys. The very short saver, but it has everything to do with Hanukkah. Okay?
So, Sefer Chagai. You can pull it up on your phones. And then, whatever. Shmuel David will be less annoyed at how much paper I use. It's fine. You know, everyone has to be upset about something. What? What? He gets in everybody's case about it. You know? Because he brought a five huge pack of paper and then it was gone like a week later.
Oh, 5 weeks?
No, like a whole box. Like of the whole, you know, of like all the packages. Yeah, it was really...
That's expensive.
Yes, he wasn't happy with us.
Yeah.
Roy Sklar, he wasn't happy with us, okay? Just saying. I don't know whose fault it was, but he wasn't happy in general. All I know is he said, to be fair, he's like, how do we print so much paper? And then he picked up a package. Who printed out this many Mikoros? And he's like, oh, it was Svi. So, okay, fine, right? So, not my fault. You know, it's cut down. He wanted to print it from Sfaria, which was 54 pages. I'm like, just download it and change it into 11 font. Then it's only 19. I mean, like...
Svi also only printed like 3 or 4 of those, though.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. Fine. Okay, but why do I care about Chagai for Hanukkah? So, as we know, Hanukkah is not in Tanakh. We will get to where it is in Maccabees in just a little bit. But it's not in Tanakh. It's not in Tanakh. Simple reason. Why is it not in Tanakh? Too late. Right? Nothing, right? No big chidushim here. Too late. It's too late. Right? The end of Tanakh is the period of Shivat Zion. Right? Is the coming back to Eretz Yisrael after Galut Bavel to build the second Beit HaMikdash. There's a few Svarim from that period. Okay, what Svarim are written in that period? Chag Yitzchari Malachi, right? Ezra Nehemiah and Divrei Hayyam, right? Okay, Divrei Hayyamim obviously covers more of a period, but it's written in the time period of Shivat Zion. Okay? Despite the fact that Chanukah does not appear in Tanakh, as it turns out, that's not 100% true. It's sort of true. It's not totally true. I mean, this is where we turn to Chagai. Okay? So Chagai is one of the Nevi'im at the period of Shivat Zion. So what's happening in the time of Shivat Zion? What do people know about Shivat Zion? Who comes back? Who starts the process? Who comes back to Eretz Yisrael? Ezra. First Ezra, then Nehemiah. Very good. Right? So what king first sends them back? Cyrus, Koresh, Cyrus the Great. Right? Because he says, why is he sending them back again? Exactly. Because in Tanakh it says that God told me, Cyrus, that I should let everyone go back and build their temples, and we found the Cyrus cylinder. It says everything basically that it says in Tanakh, with one exception, which instead of God, it says Marduk. Instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it says Marduk. Marduk told me. Okay, fine. So he sends him back. How many people go back? Yeah, not so many people go back. Some Kohanim, some elderly people, some Mamzerim, some Gerim, some Nisinim. It's not exactly the cream of the crop, right? The Gemara, the fourth parak of Kedushin is all about this. Yuchsin Alu Bavel, right? Alu Mi Bavel, right? Not the greatest of the people. And then they get there, and there's all types of delays because of, right, the fights with the Shomronim, and then eventually Daryavesh is the one who restarts the process. Right? It goes on for a while. The Jews, through all this complexity, one of the things that happens is they slow down, right? They're dragging their feet in building the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Much of that story is told in Ezra Nehemiah. But there is a parallel story that's happening at the same time where there is a Navi who is pushing the Jews to build the Beit HaMikdash, and that is Chagai. Okay, that's Chagai. Chagai is a very short book. Very short book, 2 prakim. Chagai consists of... Yes, we're going to go through it very quick. That's exactly what we're going to do, right? So Chagai has 4 nevuot, okay? Again, pull it up on your phone. It's fine. Just pull up, you know. It's very, very short.
Is Chagai one of the
Treasar? Yes, it's one of the Treasar, yeah. Okay? And what you need to keep in mind, what you need to watch, if you want to see the... In order to see the Hanukkah connection, what you need to do is keep your eyes on the dates. On the dates. The dates, okay? So let's go through it very quickly. Bishnat Shtayim l'Daryavesh HaMelech v'chodesh ha-shishi b'yom echad l'chodesh ha-yad var adu nabi ad chagay naviel zrubavel ben shaltiel pachat Yehuda v'el Yehoshua ben yod tzadak ha-kohen ha-gadol le'mor. So, year two of Darius. So, b'chodesh ha-shishi, what month? Which is what? 6 month is? Elul. B'yom echad l'chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Elul, in other words, right? So the Nevuah came to Chagai, to Zerubbabel, right, who's the leader, right? Pachat Yehudah is the leader of Yehudah, and Yehoshua, who's the Kohen Gadol. Ko amar Adonai Tzvot lemor, ha'am hazeh amru lo eid bo eid beid Adonai lehibanot. What does he say? Yeah, what does he say? What does this mean? God says, the people are saying, right, the people are saying it's not time to build the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Right? So this is the, right, so Rosh Chodesh Elul, God comes and says the people are dragging their feet because they think it's not time. Right? And what does he say to them? So Vahid V'Adonai B'Yad Chagai Navi Lemor. So at that point, God says to Chagai, Ha'et Lachem Atem Lashevet B'Vadechem Sfunim V'Baita Zechareiv. So what is it time for you? You sit in your nice houses while my house is destroyed? That's what this time is? Va'ata ko amar Adonai Tzvaot, simu levavchem al darchichem. So God says, pay attention to your actions. Zratem arbe, vavei ma'at, achol ve'in lo sava, shato ve'in shochra, lavosh ve'in lechombo, v'amistaker el tzror nakuv. Yeah. Right, he says, right, you're planting and you're not bringing anything in, you're eating and you're not satiated, right, etc. So, Ko Amar Adonai Tzvaot, Simu Levavachem al Darchichem, pay attention to what you're doing. Alu Hahar Vavetim Eitz Uvnua Bait Vert Sebo, Vekavda Amar Adonai. Go! Go now! Right, go now. Take wood, build it, and I will be honored there. Panoal arbe vihine lemaat vavetem abayit v'nafachti bo yan menu'um Adonai Tzvaot yan beiti asheru charev v'atem ratzim ish l'veito. Again, right, go, right, because you're running to your houses, etc. Al kein aleichem kalu shamayim mital v'aretz kala yivula. Because of this, it's not going to rain. I thought raining, note. V'ekra chorev al aretz v'al arim v'al adagan v'al tirosh v'al yitar v'al asher totia adama v'al adam v'al abeima v'al kol yigia kapayim. Okay? And therefore, right, I'm bringing a chorev, I'm bringing this dry spell, right, this yovesh, right, this on all your grain, everything. Vayishma Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, v'yashuv v'yatzak goen gadol v'chol shiur ha'am b'kol Adonai Elohim, v'al divrei Chagai Nevi, kasher shalach Adonai Elohim, v'yiru ha'am mipnei Adonai. So they hear and they're afraid. V'yomer Chagai malach Adonai v'malachut Adonai la'am le'mor, ani itchem neum Adonai. It says, I'm with you. Vayar Adonai Zruach Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel Pachad Yudah v'ruach Yehoshua ben Yotzadak Kohen Gadol v'ruach Kol Shiur Ha'am v'evo v'yasum malacha b'beit Adonai Tzvaot Elohim. So he erases the spirit of Zerubbabel and Yehoshua and the people, and they come to start doing the work. Okay, that's first Nevuah. Second Nevuah. B'yom Esrim V'arba L'chodesh V'ashishi B'shnat Shtayim L'Daryavesh HaMelech. The next Nevuah is when? 24th of the 6th month, which is a week before Rosh Hashanah, right? But, and what does he say to him? So on Chav Dalet Elul, he says to them, Bashvi'i be'esrim ve'echad lachodesh, right? Okay, sorry. Sorry, that's the end of the previous one. So what happens? Right, when does this start happening? Right, the Nevuah was on the first day of Elul, and then the people start building on a week before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's the second date. Okay, Perek Bet. Bashvi'i besrim v'chad l'chodesh ha'yad dvar Adonai b'yad Chagai and Avileh Mor. Good. Tishrei 21, another Nevuah comes. What is the 21st day of Tishrei? It's not.
No, I mean, you just said it's the
21st. Of Elul, and now it's the
21st of Tishrei. Oh, okay.
Right, next pasuk skips forward to the 21st of, is also known as what day? What day of Sukkot? The last day, not Shemini Atzeret. Hoshana Rabbah, seventh day. Right, last day. Right, last day of Sukkot. Emor Nazru Bavel ben Shaltiel Pachad Yudav Yeshua ben Yotzadak Kohen Gadol Veshirid Ham Levor. Tell Zerubbabel, Mi Vachem Anish Ara Shera Ara Baida Zebich Fodor Rishon, Matem Ruimoto, Ata Halochomo Kain Kebenichem. Now he's much more conciliatory. What does he say? Who is here who saw the first Beit HaMikdash? I know it looks like nothing. Why is he saying that? Because it's the last day of Sukkot, which means what happened in Sukkot? What happens in Sukkot? What? What happens in Sukkot? You go to the Beit HaMikdash. It's Aliyah Regel, right? And what does Ezra tell you? What does Ezra tell us about when the people came and started rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash?
The people who saw the first one cried.
Very good. The young people who never saw the first Beit HaMikdash were thrilled. And what about the old people?
They were crying.
Because they said, I mean, we built the Beit HaMikdash, but it's nothing like the first. Right, so on the last day of Sukkot, right, God turns them to the old people and says, I know. I understand. Vata chazak Zerubbabel nu madonai. V'chazak Yoshu ben Yotzadak HaKohen Gadol. V'chazak kol amaretz. Nu madonai v'aso ken yitchem. Nu madonai tzvaot. He says, have strength. I'm with you. Right? He says, Zerubbabel, Yoshu, I'm with you. It's okay. I'm with you. I promised you when you left Mitzrayim that I'm with you. And my spirit is among you. Don't be afraid. And then what he says, now I want you to follow this. So he says to the people who are dedicating the Beit HaMikdash but are complaining because it's just not what they wanted. Right? It's just not what they expected. It says, Ki cho amar Adonai Tzvaot. Just wait. Soon. Don't worry. I know it's not complete. I get it. But soon, I'm bringing a storm. I'm going to shake the earth. I'm going to shake the very foundations of the world. And what am I going to do? I'm going to shake all your enemies, all the nations, and I'm going to bring honor to this house. Li hakesef v'liyazahav ne'umad ha'nai tzvot. To me is silver. To me is gold. The word of God. Gadol yihyeh kavod ha'bayit hazeh ha'acharon min ha'rishon. Amar ha'nai tzvot. U'makom hazeh tein shalom ne'umad ha'nai tzvot. This Beit HaMikdash will be greater than the first one. And here there will be peace. Now, when did that happen? When did that happen? Well, before you learn the next pasuk, when did it happen? Did it really happen now?
For the building of the second temple?
The glory. Not just the building, but him saying, this is going to be the most glorious thing. I'm going to destroy your enemies, right? I'm going to bring glory back to the name of God. Does that really happen right now? Next pasuk. Be'esrim ve'arba latshi'i. Bishnat shtayim lidaryavish. Hayadvar adonai al-chagai and avilei mor. A fourth, a last nevuah comes to Chagai. And what day? What's the 24th of the ninth month? Yeah, the 24th of Kislev, also known as the day before Hanukkah, right? Another nevuah comes, right? And what does God say, Erev Hanukkah, in the time of Chagai? Ko amar Adonai Tzvaot, sha'al na da kohanim Torah lemor. Go ask the kohanim for a lesson. Hein yisa ish b'sar kodesh b'chnaf b'gdo, v'naga b'chnafo alechem al nazir v'al yayin v'al shemen v'kol machal yigdash v'enu akam v'vrim rulo. Right, if, right, he started asking them questions about Tumah and Tara, right, if you touch, right, your hand to bread of the nazir and wine, right, is it going to be kadosh? And they say no, and I want to get into all the details. V'yomer chagai, im yigat mei nefesh b'chol eile hayitma. Chagai says, if someone who's tamei nefesh, who touched a dead body, if he touches this, will be tamei. What does he say? Yeah, it's tamei. Vayan Chagai vayomer. So what does Chagai say after asking these detailed Tara questions, Tumah and Tara questions to the Kohanim? Then what does he say? Vayan Chagai vayomer. Kena amaze, v'chena goyazel lefanai numadonai, v'chen kol maze yedem asher kribu sham tameyu. This nation is tamei. Vata simu nalav avchem min hayom azev amala miterem sum evan el evan mechal adonai. And now pay attention before you even put down that rock. Because remember, they're dragging their heels, right? Miotem ba el arimat esrim vaita asara. Right, you're going to come and you're going to try to collect 50, it'll be 20. I'm going to punish you, right? I'm going to punish you with these withering winds and hail. Pay attention to this day. Miyom, right? Simu nalav avchem in hayom azev amala miyom esrim v'arba latshi'i l'min hayom asher yusar eichal adonai. Simu nalav avchem, pay attention to today. Because today you are going to inaugurate this Beit HaMikdash. Ha'ora zera v'migurav, ha'ora gefen v'ateina, v'arimon v'etzazayit lo nasa min hayom azev avarech. Right? Is there seed? Is there grapes? Wine, etc.? Vayhi dvar Adonai sheinit al Chagai v'shrim v'arba l'chodesh le'mor.
A second nevuah, when?
Same day, 24th of Kislev. Emor el Zerubbabel pachat Yudah le'mor. Ani mar'ish et ha'shamayim v'aretz. Again, I will shake heaven and earth. V'afachti kisei mamlachot v'shmati chozek mamlachot ha'goyim. I will turn over the thrones of kingdoms and I will destroy the strength of the nations. And I will turn over the chariots and their riders. Right? And the horses and those riding them will fall in the swords. Bayom ahu neum Adonai tzvaot ekachachaz rubavel ben shalti avdi neum Adonai v'samti. On that day, I will take you, Zerubbabel, and I will make you a seal because I have chosen you. And that's the end of Haggai. Right? Now, why, of all days, did the Hashmonaim celebrate on Chav Hei Kislev? They rededicated the Beit HaMikdash. But now, when you read Chagai, you realize that why was that day so special? But why that day? Why Chav Hei Kislev? Because on Chav Dalet Kislev, hundreds of years earlier, God came to Chagai and said, I know this Beit HaMikdash is disappointing, but I promise you, one day you're going to come back and I'm going to shake the earth. And what am I going to do? Look at the themes. What am I going to do? I'm going to shake the world. I'm going to destroy your enemies. I'm going to take the people who are on top and I'm going to destroy them. And what else did he say? What are the other themes here? Yeah, I'm going to overturn the enemies and all, right? What else am I going to do? I'm going to restore the Beit HaMikdash. What else am I going to do? What else did he say? What's another theme on the 24th of Kislev? You people are tamei. And what are we going to do? We're going to purify you. Right? We're going to purify you. And something else which appears in Chazal. What does he call Zerubbabel? V'samticha kachotam. We're going to make you a seal. Does that sound familiar to anyone? The seal of the Kohen Gadol. Right? Right? The Jews, when they come here, what do they see this as? What do they see this rededication as? The continuation of the process that was started with Haggai. Right? Because the second Beit HaMikdash was hard. Right? It wasn't ideal. So in the time of Haggai, God promised Haggai, and I know it looks bleak, but it's going to be better. The Beit HaMikdash is going to be inaugurated better. Right? But then God gives them these nevuah that the people in Haggai, do they feel like they saw them? I don't know. He's going to shake the world, destroy the enemies. Remember, they're building this Beit HaMikdash under the auspices of Persia, right? So at some level, it begins to be fulfilled in the time of Chagai. Right? But there are two nevuot that are, right, on the 24th of Kislev, where God says, it will be that I'm going to shake the earth, and I'm going to bring back glory to the Ben HaMikdash, and I'm going to purify you from your impurity. And then hundreds of years later, you have these, right? You have the Maccabim, you have the Chashmonaim, and what are they doing? They're working. And there's a superpower there. And they're a bunch, they're a ragtag team of people running around the hills here, right? Right? It's like Hanukkah time is when I feel like commuting to work is a fascinating experience. Because the two places that are constantly mentioned in the Hanukkah story are Modi'in, right? This area, and the others are Be'arei Yehuda, by me, right? That's why in the Gush, you have plenty of places that are named after the Maccabee stories, right? Like the Yishuv Elazar, right? And things like that, right? That have, you know, references, right? You know, and then like in the Zayat in Efrat, everything is, well, partially because it's called Zayat, but there's Zayat, but the streets are Yehuda, HaMaccabee, Matityahu HaKohen, Yochanan Chashmonai, right? Shemin HaMo'or, right? Yehudit, right? Like, right? So I go from, right, one series of Hanukkah imagery to the other and back, and even though I don't commute that much on Hanukkah because, you know, you guys are on vacation. But still, the days I do, it's fine. When they celebrate, they don't just see their celebration as a day, right, a one-off. What they see is, in a certain sense, this is the culmination of that prophecy. Right, when Chagai said, because think about it, if God is prophesying on the 24th and saying this will happen, so what's the earliest it can happen? The next day, which we call Hanukkah. Right? Right, two nevuot are coming and saying it's coming, it's coming. Well, the earliest if it's coming, I mean, it's not now, right? So the earliest is tomorrow. Right, so Chavei Kislev for them, with all the imagery of shaking the earth, right, and taking down the enemies and bringing about Tahara in the Beit HaMikdash, right, bringing back the glory of the Beit HaMikdash. When they do it, they don't just see themselves as doing something that's local. They see themselves, right? They see this as the fulfillment or the continuation of the vision of Chagai, of the promise of Chagai, right? And that imbues it with a lot more meaning because it's not just a local thing. It is the rededication at some level that God promised all the way back to the beginning of Shivat Zion. Right? And if you don't realize that, you don't read Chagai, or you don't realize that this day is the day when God promised a rededication with purity, with shaking up the world order, right? And you don't realize that people who read Tanakh, right? And suddenly, guess what? It's Kislev, right? And suddenly this little, you know, band of guerrilla soldiers, right, manages to win this massive battle against the Greeks. Right, or the world, right, or the world power, and definitely the local power, and suddenly, right, everything turns upside down. They win, right, after losing, right, then win everything, right, and they get to rededicate the Beit HaMikdash, and they do it in purity. Right, that's the fact that connects to a date and a series of images in Chagai that's connected to Hanukkah, right, to this day. Right? They see what they're doing as the unfolding of a biblical prophecy. So that's why I say that even though Hanukkah is not in Tanakh, it's not, right? But the images and the dates are found there, right? And for someone who's sensitive to the images of Tanakh, right, this would have meant a lot to them, right? And they would have seen this as the fulfillment of the prophecy, right? Especially since, remember, they celebrate in Chafeh, right? Right, but these things are ending, right? Right before that, right? They're making the Mikdash, right? Chavdal and Chavhei, right? That's when this is happening. Right? The first thing to know about Hanukkah is this, is that it may not be in Tanakh, but the simple pshat of Chagai is that the imagery around this time of year, this date in particular, of rededication, of upturning the world order, of purity in the Beit HaMikdash, is already found in Chagai. And if you know that, then you realize why it's so significant. Now, we'll also see, and I'll just throw out one more point, then we'll move to it. But one of the most important points, we're going to move to Maccabees, right? Because this is what people requested, was to do the Maccabees part of it. right? But in the book of Maccabees 2, right, we're going to focus on 1 mostly, but Maccabees 2 has one more connection here to Haggai. Maccabees 2 tells you why, among other reasons, why is Hanukkah 8 days?
Because
of Sukkot. Very good. Because, right, so 2 Maccabees says, and they kept the 8 days with gladness, as in the Feast of the Tabernacles. Remembering that not long before they had had the Feast of Tabernacles, when as they wander the mountains and dens like beast, right? Therefore they bare branches and fair boughs and palms also, and sang psalms unto him that had given them good success in cleansing his place. What did they do? Right. Sukkot had, they hadn't yet dedicated the Beit HaMikdash, which means, right, they had an Aliyah Regel where they couldn't go to the Beit HaMikdash. So what did the Jews, what for the Jews, what was Hanukkah partially? Sukkot. It was a makeup Sukkot. Right? Right? I mean, as it tells in Maccabees, they actually bought, like, the Arbaminim. Right?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Right? They bought, right, bare branches, fair boughs, and palms also. Right? Meaning, they're trying to relive Sukkot because they missed it. Right? That's part of why it's 8 days. But remember in Haggai, what was the day that everyone was disappointed, that God had to come in with his Nevuah and say it's going to be okay? The 21st of Sukkot, when the Jews went to the Beit HaMikdash in the time of Haggai and said, Chaval, right? Chaval, right? Whatever we're doing is nothing compared to what it once was. Right? So in Haggai also, right, there is this idea that at the end of Sukkot, God says, I know Sukkot wasn't ideal, but I'm going to make it up to you. And what day does he tell them how he's going to make it up to them? Chavdal Kislev. Right? When he says, don't worry, I know it was terrible. I know it's not what you were hoping for, but it will be one day. Right? Well, that fits pretty well. Right? Because according to Maccabees, that's exactly what happened in Hanukkah, was that the Jews were upset that they missed Sukkot. Right? That it was a time when they should have been in the Beit HaMikdash, and they weren't. Right? And therefore, when Hanukkah came, they said, this is our chance to make up Sukkot. Right? And they did. At some level, they viewed Hanukkah as their chance to make up Sukkot. But that's exactly what's going on in Haggai, is that after a missed chance of Sukkot, God on Chavdal at Kislev says, but you will get a chance to make it up. And then when you get to the Hanukkah story, you wonder why the Jews, Pidom on 25th of Kislev, are like, hey, we missed Sukkot, let's make up some sort of Sukkot. And then you look at Haggai and you realize, oh, you mean on Haggai, in Haggai, God said on Hoshana Rabbah, I know Sukkot wasn't ideal, right? But don't worry, on Chavdal Kislev, I'm going to tell you it's going to be okay, right? You wonder where they got the idea, right? It's not a crazy idea, right?
But what is the prophecy in Haggai, like, is that referring to Hanukkah, or are they just drawing on that imagery?
So I think you could go both ways, right? One is to say that at some level, the Nevuah really was about Hanukkah, right? At least partially, right? I mean, especially in the sense that Nevuah sometimes have multiple meanings and things like that. Or you could say, no, they're inspired by the fact that, right, they see this as developing on the same days, right, as a parallel, right, and they're inspired by it, whichever way you want to take it, right? It's possible they saw the prophecy actually is referring in parts of Hanukkah. It's possible that they saw themselves inspired by it. I think either are possible. And lest you think that this is only something that you can get from, like, a diok in Haggai and a, you know, and a pasuk in, yeah, pasuk, a verse, whatever, in 2 Maccabees, right? There is one more very puzzling halachic hint that there's something here. And that is in the main sugya about Hanukkah. Very good. Right? What does Beit Shammai say? Remember? How many candles do you have in each night? Beit Hillel says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Beit Shammai says 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. And then he says, why? What's one of Beit Shammai's reasons? Yes, because Keneged the Karbanon on Sukkot. That's what the Gemara says, right? That just like on Sukkot, the Karbanot go down. So in Chana, the candles go down in order. Where did Beit Shammai get the notion that of all halachic models that you could choose, that you should take the model of Sukkot, where we take Karbanot and start with the maximum and go down to the minimum. Right? Makashur. And the answer is, it was apparently very connected in everybody's mind because Sukkot, because Hanukkah was a makeup Sukkot, right? Well, in that case, it really makes sense that whatever we're doing, right, we're modeling after Sukkot, right? There is a logic to Beit Shammai that's not random. It's part of a set of images, right, of imagery, of religious symbolism that's found in Haggai, that's found in Maccabees, right? Okay, so that is point one, right, part one.